hope that works.
Oh, well, I pushed buttons. I guess that's enough, right?
I hope we're being heard right now.
I heard all you have to do is push a few buttons here and there.
And then the little lights come on.
Yeah.
And then the moon comes out. And then we're supposed to be able to go through the microphones.
Right. I heard that Will's job is very, very easy.
Yeah.
And so I thought I'd take it over and give it a try.
We are minus one parcel of cargo tonight, unfortunately. Will is not going to be able to make it for the show tonight. He has some family issues to take care of.
Do you remember what channel you're on?
Yeah, I'm on 4.
You're on 4?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to up your volume.
Okay.
Am I on 2 or
you're 3? You're on 2, man.
2?
Well, it says right there a little tape thing.
Well, yeah, but no, we've changed it since then.
Who changed it?
So I'm going to pull 3 down and see if I can still be heard. Yes, I can.
You can still be heard, so we don't even need 3 down.
No, just got 3 or 3 right out
3's
of the...
Will's channel.
Because that's Will's channel, and Will is...
Gone.
Not here tonight.
Yes, he has some family issues to take care of.
This is Ghostly Talk, and I am Doug.
I'm Scott L.
And, of course, Will is not in studio tonight, so I'm taking over the helm. I feel like the ensign on the Starship Enterprise today. I've got knobs and dials and push buttons and cords and
all
headphones.
Kinds of stuff you can break.
It's just absolutely amazing. And I'll be randomly pushing them throughout the show.
Cool.
And twisting and adjusting.
Hopefully
it'll be great.
It won't cut anything off or destroy
anything. Oh, you never know.
You never know. I mean,
it'll be interesting anyway.
Every week it's something new, it seems like, that we have to replace a new cable or a patch or something like that. To make it work again. This show is broadcast from a haunted winery in Warren, Michigan. It is Ghost Month, and my voice is shot. Can you hear how nasty I sound right now?
Oh, I think you sound fine.
I'm hurting right now. I'm going to push. I got the water constantly flowing. I'm going to try to just keep everything lubed up down there in the plumbing so I can just get through this thing tonight.
Well, if you end up... not being able to talk, I'll try and fill in a bit.
I don't think I'm going to lose my voice like I have before. That sucks. That's terrible. But I was standing out in the rainy, cold weather last night. That's what did it to me, I think. So I got up today, and Amber's like, good morning, and I'm like, hello. I couldn't talk at all. It hurt. You know, after a while, I just kind of knocked all the cobwebs out and stuff like that. So I'm back here to do this thing. I was actually, speaking of over the weekend, I actually went out and saw some people from the Great Lakes Paranormal Research Society last night. I bumped into the Mighty Tom from Great Lakes Paranormal Research and talked with him for a little while.
Oh, yeah.
There was a little Halloween party going on.
Yeah.
So I of course, got my usual costume that I do every year for Halloween, which is my mom's dress.
Right.
Threw that thing on, pulled my hair back, and then we shot over to this party and hung out. And Tom was there hanging out.
What was he dressed as?
A king. He was a king.
King Tom.
With a crown and everything like that.
He was kind of a king.
Nikki and Aaron were the ones who hosted it at their house.
Right.
GLPR. And I have to thank them for being so welcoming and letting us go in there and hang out and drink too much gin. Because I'm in pain right now. That's probably why I don't have a voice, because I was just like, yeah, for the rest of the night. So.
Well, my invitation got lost in the email, so I didn't go.
What are you talking about? Oh,
I didn't go, but I wasn't invited. I'm not actually
sure. Yes, you were.
Oh, was I?
Yeah, you were.
Oh.
I mentioned it a few times.
Oh, you did indeed, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I just didn't hear anything back. I'm like, well, there must be something going on that weekend. Or
well, it turns out I needed this weekend.
Okay.
Because I worked on Paranormal Minds.
Did you?
Yeah, Ghostly Talk Project 3.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is there something that... Now, I know we talked about this over the week, too. Have we started the migration, actually, over to the new server?
Not yet.
Not yet? Okay. That is something we should...
Only the archives are up there right now.
Okay. There's nothing live, though, yet.
No, nothing. There's not even a web server on the server yet.
We should throw that out there, though, because there is going to be a big change coming up. A few people asked me that last night. They're like, we still can't get to your site.
That's changing. Well, it was supposed to change yesterday, but some equipment came in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
So my priorities got redirected.
Yeah. That's cool.
And I ended up working on Paranormal Minds. Oh, which, by the way, it's looking pretty good.
Yeah.
The equipment came in the mail. I installed it into the PM server and got it working.
Mm-hmm.
And just before I left to come here to the Haunted Warren Winery, I successfully placed a conference to the... to the PM server.
Okay, so, it's working then.
It actually, yeah, I conferenced my cell phone to my parents' cell phone.
Uh-huh.
And you're thinking, well, wait a minute, why didn't you just dial your parents' cell phone? Well, no, that's not how it
works. That's not how the software works.
Yeah, you have to actually go through the server in order to get the functionality that we need.
Well, there is going to be a big change with the Ghostly Talk site, too, like I mentioned. This week, probably, then, that's what's going to happen here. I think. Is that what you have planned right now?
Right, yeah.
We're moving everything.
Yeah.
Going into a brand new, high-tech, like, instead of four blinking lights, this one has five.
This has five blinking lights and a dial.
Yeah, and a dial.
Yeah.
We don't even know what the dial's for.
I
turn the volume up or something? I don't know.
Volume or power? Or something. I have no idea, but it's an exciting dial, and it's got a dial on it, so I was pretty impressed.
Is it cool to talk about that?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so we are moving. I didn't even think about that, Doug, but whatever.
We're going to San Diego.
Yeah, we're moving from beautiful Texas to even more beautiful San Diego.
To hip and cool San Diego.
Yes, we are.
Hip
so that's going to happen this week, though. I know you're going to start the migration. I know you've got all the audio and all the key audios over there right now, which is the biggest... Obviously,
right.
The biggest chunk of the data that is made up the Ghostly Talk site.
Yeah, it took an hour and a half to transfer.
God, man.
And all
it's on a broadband, too, right?
Well, it's not on broadband. It's on a backbone.
Oh, God.
And it took an hour and a half still.
I'm talking about from your house, though. That's all coming
out. No, I transferred it server to server.
Oh, my God.
And it took an hour and a half. I didn't do it from my house. I did it server
to
server.
That's sick, then, man. That's totally sick. But that'll happen this week, though. So if there are some kinks and stuff like that in the website for the people that have been able to access it all this time when we've been having these issues, there might be a few things that don't work here and there. Just give us a little bit of time. We're going to work all the bugs out of it and stuff like that. I know Doug's going to be working diligently all week to make sure that it's as seamless as possible. But that is going to be a big move for us. Hopefully that's going to take care of this problem we've been having with people not being able to access the website. Like I was saying last night at the party, people were like, we still can't get to the site, Scott. I'm like, those problems will all be solved in a few days.
Yeah, I was hoping Saturday, but then when that stuff came in the mail...
Yeah, oh yeah.
I reprioritized and I said, that's it. I'm working on Paranormal Minds.
Understandable.
I have been itching to give that a pilot test.
Well, this is going to be a really cool thing. I mean, we've talked about it a little bit on the show. But basically, I mean, this is like yours and Will's brainchild. You guys have been kind of going back and forth on this a lot, and I've kind of thrown a few ideas at you guys just to get my little mix in there. But what's going on with this?
Well, we're also pulling in Sean Burris and Lone Feather, Tim Yancey.
Tim Yancey, good friend of the show.
We're pulling in several other folks, and it's going to be a conference call, basically.
Yeah,
among people of paranormal minds, and we'll be talking about subjects.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what subjects yet. I did pick out one for the pilot episode.
Yeah,
so we'll see what happens with that. That was D.C. Hastings or D. Chastain is
David Chastain.
David Chastain, from. Atlanta.
Is it Atlanta?
Or Georgia. Somewhere in Georgia. Anyway, he actually inadvertently proposed the first topic for Paranormal Minds.
Can we talk about that, or are we going to try to surprise people?
Oh, well, I mean, it's based on one of his articles, so it's up to you guys to go
and go
read his article.
Yeah, find out about it, so you might have a little better idea what's going to happen when we do this first show. It's going to be, like you said, though, it's going to be a conference call.
It's simply a taped conference call.
Yeah, it's just going to be a group of people talking about a certain subject that we throw out there just to get some new ideas on it, to make people think more, above all. But it's going to be a different type of format. It isn't going to be a couple of idiots going back and forth, like we've been doing for the last 4 years.
No, it's formatted for airplay.
Yeah, it's going to be a little more rigid.
I have a program clock lined up for it,
uh-huh.
And I'm going to be putting in radio station automation signals.
Mm-hmm.
So it can be played. It'll be, of course, you'll be able to podcast. You can just pull it down to your iPod or iRiver or whatever you use to play your podcasts, your computer, that's what you use to play your podcast. You use anything to play your podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll be able to podcast, pull it down via a podcast mechanism or download archives of it or hopefully, eventually, listen to it on radio
terrestrial radio, possibly. Yeah, or satellite radio. There's a lot of options.
Because I am formatting it to make it easy for them. Yes. Ghostly Talk, this project, speaking of this project, our our program, we call it Ghostly Talk.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's simply the shortened name. The official name of what we're doing right now is Ghostly Talk Project 2.
Yeah.
Right?
That's always been the underbelly of it, but, you know, it's just that's kind of what we how we've always referred to it.
Right. But our our banner and everything like that refers to us as Ghostly Talk.
Yeah.
Internet Talk Show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So there's actually some folks who think that our initials would be G-I-T-S.
What?
Well, that's a derogatory term.
Git.
Yeah, if you call somebody a git, it's a derogatory term.
Really?
Right. But that's not our initials. if you actually threw the talk in there, right, for Ghostly Talk Internet Talk Show.
Yeah.
Well, think about that for a second. G-tits.
Hot.
I know. I thought that was hot. Pretty cool. I'm like, hey. Our Jesus. Initials, if we computerized or modernized and started referring to ourselves as, you know, just our initials, we would be GTIP.
We'd be, yeah, if we just acronymed it to death.
Yeah, I found that out this past weekend.
Well, that's a pretty hot thing, man. I mean, that's, I think we could really work with that if we really wanted to. Like, you know, have contests and stuff, you know, and, you know, like all those, like, little porn sites doing stuff. Like, they write the name of the site on their
I mean, GTITS.com.
Yeah, hot. Yeah, yeah, there you go, man. That's very cool.
I don't know. I just never thought of that. I thought that was odd. But it turns out, you know, that's the folks from Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, they tend to... They're a bit more serious than we are. So they didn't understand why our acronym would be GITS or GTITS.
Mm-hmm.
But it's neither. Our acronym would be GT. You see, I did do an email off to the lady who was telling me that there was a misunderstanding.
Uh-huh.
And I dashed off an email and I said, no, our acronym is GT. I mean, we just call ourselves GT. In yeah, everything sure. that I write, in everything that I do, I call ourselves GT.
Yeah, yeah.
For Ghostly Talk.
Mm-hmm.
If you had to acronymize or whatever the whole thing, GTPII, Ghostly Talk Project 2.
Yeah.
I would never refer to ourselves with our subtitle because Internet Talk Show is actually more of a subtitle. So if you saw it written in a publication and they published this, that by the rules of publication, you would put Ghostly Talk and then a colon, Internet Talk Show.
Mm-hmm. I never thought about it in that. Well, let's say I never thought about it that deep.
I never did either.
I'm just like, okay, what's the name of your show? Ghostly Talk.
Ghostly Talk.
We talk about ghosts
and
stuff. And we talk to people. And we talk about ghosts and sex.
And we have fun. Yeah,
we have fun, you know. But I know there are some people out there that they look at it from a different point of view.
Well, these are very serious people, and I have to say I was pretty serious myself before Ghostly Talk. Mm-hmm. I had to learn how to have fun again, and I think I do have an amazing amount of fun doing Ghostly Talk.
We all do, yeah, we totally.
And so I've changed because of Ghostly Talk, and I think I've changed for the better.
I think we all have. We are coming up on our fourth anniversary here. I mean, this is kind of quick, too. I mean, October is almost over. Ghost Month is almost over already. I mean, next weekend, we're going to be... That's the culmination of the whole month is like, you know,
right.
We party all month, and then here comes Halloween, and whammo. Now we're into shopping season.
Yeah, that is coming up.
So we go from great to crappy.
But I bought a whole bunch of goodies, though, already. I don't know what to get Ghostly Talk for Christmas.
I don't think we've ever got...
Or that end-of-the-year holiday, if you're not...
What, are we going to give, like, the table a present or something?
Yeah. We'll give it a nice, I don't know, table
We'll just
cover.
Wash it. We'll have it steam clean or something. I don't know.
Because I bought Ghostly Talk a... we have that compressor limiter de-esser
thing. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah. We got to figure out how to hook that into the mix.
Mm-hmm.
I bought, well, everything for Paranormal Minds.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I've already gone through and... gotten my present.
You've been dumping your cash. Yeah, you've been dumping the cash on this.
Worth it.
Well, yeah, it's going to... What we're going to do is you actually picked up a rack mount compressor unit.
Yep.
That we're going to add into the whole... You know, we thought, hey, you know what? Things are just too simple here. They're too simple. You know,
they work. And
they
let's
work.
Change that.
Let's change that. We don't want this thing to work. We want to have problems all the time.
Yeah, so, Murphy cannot find... the haunted Warren Miner.
No, he's been looking around.
He's been looking around.
I saw him walk by, and I'm just like,
I know, but he was looking at the other building. Yeah. So that worked out really well.
Mm-hmm. So we decided, hey, you know what? Let's go out and spend gobs of money. Well, actually, you go out and spend gobs of money.
Right.
And then, like, get about 5,000 more quarts.
Right. Well, those cords, I like those cords.
Those are nice and small.
Well, I bought 2 3-foot and 1 6 foot.
Yeah.
I might buy a couple more because what those are XLR to XLR.
Those are hard to get a hold of, too.
And I know where to get them. $12 each.
Wow.
And, oh, speaking of which, I don't see the cord that I had requested.
What cord?
I want my Firewire cord back.
I didn't take it.
No. Mr. Will did.
Well, then you talk to him. Uh-oh.
We're getting a call on Ghostly Talk?
Here, I'm going to screen it. This will be fun.
All right. Well, while he
Hello,
screens that...
Hello, Ghostly Talk. To speak to the host, press 1. To speak to Scott L., press 2. To speak to Doug, press 3. If you wish to speak to an operator, press 0. This is Scott L. How can I help you?
Hey.
Yes.
You do have a voice.
Oh, hi.
Boo, bitch.
Oh, God.
Boy. Well, hi, Mom. How?
Hi, Mom.
Well, hello.
I haven't talked
to you. I had to say boo, bitch, because it's Halloween. And because it's on the computer.
It's on the homepage.
Didn't I send you that picture the other day, Mom?
Yeah. She looks just like me, too. I'm hot.
I'm like, God, where did I get that picture of my mom from? Because
exactly.
She's not really, you know, too much of an internet person, so... I'm like, where did I get that picture of my mother, right, to put up on this little Photoshop thing that LaPina did, actually. One of our
LaPina did that? It's absolutely brilliant.
Speaking of mothers, you know, I got a good laugh this week, because, you know, there's that new hurricane that's coming. Hey, Mom, you're going to have to turn the computer down.
I am right now.
Okay. You're killing us over here.
I know. I couldn't hear you and hear it.
Well, yeah. I'm
sorry.
That'll tend to lead to a brain meltdown if you try doing something like that.
What was happening?
That's what I've actually felt that. I felt that it starting to heat up inside my skull. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So what are you saying?
Well, there is that new hurricane that's coming through Florida. Right.
Yeah, that's me.
Well, that's the thing. That's the thing. See, I've always, you know, my old man, you know, Dad Al, you know, I've always referred to him as Fred Flintstone. I mean, the guy looks just like Fred Flintstone. There's a few pictures of him up on the Ghostly Talk site. And if you just pull the mustache off, he looks just like Fred Flintstone. I'm complete. Right? So, of course, you know, we make the other association that Mom Al is Wilma. So then I hear about this new hurricane coming through Florida this week, and I'm like, that makes sense.
That's Mom.
That's about the equivalent of a Mom L temper tantrum or conniption fit. She would level a whole state, basically.
I'm
so.
Calm now, Scott. I'm not like that no more.
Not no more?
No, last weekend I was.
Do I have to bring up the shoe and the scrotum story?
Whoa!
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's one of our. That's an old Lambert.
That sounds like a doozy of a story.
Yeah, that was a good one. She lost her cool and just. I mean, I don't know about mothers, but they have this deadly accuracy.
They
with
do.
Any type of object to throw at you.
They do. My mother threw a slipper. She was sitting at her seat in the kitchen, and I was like buried in the front room.
Mm-hmm.
It had to go around a wall.
Sort of like a boomerang.
And it boomeranged, and it hit me in the head.
Well, this thing, like, it wasn't even, like, scientific at all. She didn't, like, get up there and, like, get the, like, laser scope aimed at my crotch or anything like that. And,
right.
She just grabbed it and went, and threw it.
I think they just have to mentally indicate to it.
Gee, maybe that's why I don't have any children, grandchildren yet.
That must be it.
Well, it was a great thing, because even my dad was like, you know, I was being a little jerk. I mean, I was being a little jerk.
Me too. Yeah.
And my dad was like, shut up. You know, I'm like, no, you can't make me, you can't oppress me, whatever. And then she just cranks his shoe over there. My dad's like, Oh, man, are you okay? Oh, my God. And he's like, got his hand. I'm like, sitting there going,
Meanwhile, he's cringing, too.
Well, yeah, he's totally cringing, too, right? So
I was sorry.
Oh, I deserved it. I know I deserved it.
Yeah, well,
I deserved it.
When I got the flipper treatment.
I'm sure I had it.
Every time.
Totally. So, yeah, you know, I just thought about the hurricane coming through Florida, though. I'm like, oh, hey, Mom. Finally got down there to take care of business.
Hey, I'm sick of them people boo-hooing down there. Boo-hoo, I live by the ocean. Boo-hoo. Bite me. I live in snow, and I don't get a hurricane.
Right. We get snowstorms instead of hurricanes.
Yeah. Mom, and they're gone in 2 days.
The voice of America here is just telling us like it is.
Yeah, I don't feel sorry for them people. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, you do make a
move.
You do make a valid point. You make a valid point because, you know, I mean, I know it's really nice to live by the water. You know, you can look at waves and sharks and deadly things. You know, jellyfish that come out there and grab your leg and suck all the blood out of your body. And,
right.
You know, I mean, that's something that I desire myself later in life. I want to live next to giant sea monsters that, like, try to wrap around your throat and strangle you to death, like in Popeye or something like that. She's doing it again, man. Mom.
Yes?
You got to bring the volume down on the computer.
Oh, I was just showing Erica.
Oh, okay. All right. But, yeah, it is an interesting thing, though, because, I mean, a lot of these... It's kind of like the same thing like people that live by a volcano. I mean...
Right.
You're acting surprised now that you have lava...
activating...
Yeah. Yeah.
Get out of
there.
Yeah.
You're acting surprised that your car's been buried in lava.
Do you know, I actually thought about that a lot. I thought, okay, we're moving the Ghost Attack server from Texas, relatively safe Texas.
Yeah.
Right? Northern.
It was, yeah.
Over to, San Diego.
The East Coast.
Yeah.
Or, sorry, West Coast.
And it's on
they had mudslides.
Yeah, and fires that destroy thousands of acres.
Well, this server has mud flaps on it, though, so it's...
And we're on the other side of the San Andreas Fault.
Oh.
Well, you see, there you go. More people by the ocean. Boo-hoo.
And it's good. I just hope that they have some kind of, water drainage valve or something like that.
Well, they told us already that they have the mud flaps on the server.
It does have mud flaps.
So that should just deflect all the mud right off of it. There shouldn't be any problems with that server.
Right.
As far as everything else, though, I know... Yeah, like you said, it does have a drainage thing on there, so if the water gets in the server, they can just open the pipe up and it's like water comes out.
Ooh, here's some serious people. I think that's called a pit cock.
A what?
A pit cock. P-I-T-C-O-C-K or something like that.
A pit cock. I don't
know.
Yes.
What,
Erica just threw a Tootsie Roll in my mouth.
Happy Halloween.
Yeah.
Busy season.
That's going on.
I just thought I'd tell you I was listening and my son does live.
Yeah, I'm still around here somewhere.
You didn't call your mom?
I called her yesterday.
Oh, okay. All right.
I called her yesterday, and I mean, I didn't have any time once I blew into the Haunted Winery today. I mean, I got here 20 minutes before the show started.
Hey, not to interrupt you, Scott, but do you know what Tuesday is?
Tuesday.
Then you better get this right.
Uh-oh.
Oh, crap. It's your and Dad L's anniversary.
No, son, that was last Sunday.
Crap. All right, who's... Oh, it's Erica's birthday.
Erica's birthday.
Erica L's birthday.
Ah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody send her nice little emails.
And you call me and I'll tell you what she wants.
Is she going to be 21 again?
22. Or
she's going to 22. Okay, all right.
Uh-huh. She decided to afford herself to 22.
And you know how old I am?
You're 26.
Yeah. I'm 55.
No.
She's not.
I can run the speed limit now.
When do you get when do you start getting those discounts at, like, for coffee and stuff at McDonald's?
I think it's like in 10 years.
Ah, Doug.
What?
That's not very nice.
No, that's the one thing I'm looking forward to.
It starts around, I think it depends. It just depends. Sometimes it starts around 56. Sometimes they don't start you until 60.
Holy cow.
How many stories you when you start?
Pretty soon I think I can get free coffee at McDonald's, though.
Ooh.
That's what I'm looking forward to in my own life, is
when you start
going in
coffee
and getting all those discounts. Yeah.
Free coffee.
But Doug, remember that if it's on sale, you can't have a discount also, so you have to make a choice.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Is Bonnie there with us?
No.
Is Bonnie there?
No, she's
Bonnie
not.
Bonnie isn't with us tonight.
She called me 2 days in a row, and I did not return her call, and I feel bad about that.
You're in trouble.
Uh-oh.
I know. I'm going to have to call her today.
Mom, we got to go to break.
Okay. I always call when you're going to break. I think you're trying to tell me something.
Every half hour, we go to break.
That's what we do.
Okay. All right. Well, I just thought I'd say hi, and boo, bitch!
Why, thank you, Mom Al.
Thank you, Mom.
Happy Halloween-y.
Yes, and I'll talk to you later
tonight.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Goodbye, y'all.
Oh, man. I thought it was going to be some evil person calling in to yell at us or something, but, well, it was. I mean, no, it was my mom. It was cool. Why don't we take a quick break, though, Doug?
That's a good idea. Let me figure out how.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Just click that button. Wait, no, you got to fire up the generator.
Right.
And then you have to actually set up the wind flaps for the sails.
Well, I hate this because there's, like, so many of these.
Yeah.
There's... Guide... SL Guide 1, Guide 2 Final, Ghost Short 1, General Short 1, Ghost Short 1.
Those are technical terms, by the way,
Ghost Short 1 again.
Play one of the guides. Those are always fun. I always have fun listening to myself make a fool of myself. Play Guide 1.
And there's Ghost Short 2. We played that two weeks in a row.
No, we played Guide 2.
We played Guide 2 just last week.
Yeah, we did, yeah. Why do you put it on the playlist, then?
I don't know.
Damn that.
But are we supposed to... Let's do Ghost Short 2, because that's 7 minutes, 15 seconds.
All right, that sounds good. We can
and that'll give us enough time to get Mr. Sean Burris on the phone.
He's going to hop on and tell us there's some new things going on.
Excellent.
And he asked to hop on, so we said, yeah, come on the show on Sunday.
Oh, awesome. I'm and just now looking at the list, and we can talk to Marcus Leader.
Marcus Leader's going to talk about the death of Nips.
Well, wait till I tell him about GTIP.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's going to be an acronym, dirty acronym.
Dirty acronym half hour coming up from 7 to 7:30.
Definitely. Let's hop out, though, for a few minutes, and we'll have Sean Burris on the line when we come
back. I have no idea what you're about to hear.
So
I'm just leaving that out open. You know, I'm just clicking on a button, okay? Enjoy.
Somebody, my husband is about 96 years old.
Uh-huh.
And when he died, I plan to bring him down there to y'all.
Uh-huh.
And we just want to make sure that his casket is comfortable. And we want to bring him down there and let him try out some caskets and see which one that'll look nice on him.
Okay, you all just want to come in and look at them?
He wants to lay in them. And see which one feels the best to him, because he's going to be down there for a long time.
Okay, now who am I speaking with?
Bernice Williams.
Miss Williams?
Yes.
Okay, he can't lay in him, Miss Williams, but we can let him look at him.
Well, why can't he lay in him? Because, see, he got to get something that he's comfortable with. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, I mean, we looking at a couple of weeks.
A couple of weeks? You think he'll down a couple of weeks?
Yeah, I really think so, man. He wants to come down there and lay in some caskets and stuff. And, you know, I think it'd be nice. I'm just trying to fulfill his wishes.
Okay, well, if you want to come down and look at some, and maybe he can put his hand on them and feel them and see what they feel
like.
Well,
what they feel like?
Well, most of them have springs on them, normally like a mattress.
No, I don't want them to bounce up out of there, because, see, when them aunts come here from out of town and they get the rack of that casket and he bounce up out of there,
uh-huh.
Oh, no, you going to run folks out of the church.
Well, what church are you going to?
Well, we don't know, because he in between churches right now. He in between New Hope and New Pilgrim. And we don't know where we're going to have the funeral yet.
Oh, okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, do y'all do flowers?
Yes, ma'am. We don't do them, but we can order them for you.
Well, we want to put the family flower in the casket. Because
on the inside of the casket?
Yes. It don't make no sense for that flower to be on the outside, and he can't smell them.
Well, you know, you can't put them on the inside of the casket. You could take a couple of them off and put in there.
We want to put all of them in there. If you take all of them off and put them in the bottom.
Well, if that's what you want to do, you can do that.
And what else do y'all put in the casket?
Nothing, just...
Because he got a little radio that he listened to all the time.
Mm-hmm.
can you put it on the gospel station and put it on before they bury him, where he can have his gospel music and things, and put like a piece of water in there and some cups?
Yes, ma'am. You and can put him, that in there if you want to.
And he loved them little Debbie brownies with the peanuts on the top. Put some of them in there. Because we just want him to be comfortable.
Do you think he's going to wake up and eat that stuff?
Well, you know, he said that when he dead and things, he, I don't know, hell. Don't start me to lie.
Okay.
I just want to put a lot of stuff in there just in case he do. Do any of them ever wake up?
No, ma'am, they don't wake up.
Well, you won't know if they're out there on the ship. Well, listen, do y'all go back and dig them up and check on them and make sure they're all intact and stuff?
No, ma'am.
Well, who y'all got down there this week?
About 9 people.
Because, see, we want to look at some funerals and see how y'all work. What's the next funeral y'all having?
Wednesday.
And who is that?
Miss Crenshaw.
Lord, they didn't even tell me Miss Crenshaw did that. Is that the one from our new pilgrim?
No, it's not.
Oh, who? Which Miss Crenshaw was that?
From Bethel Baptist.
Oh, you talking about, oh, Lord Jesus. What happened to her?
I don't know.
Oh, I thought that was the other Miss Crenshaw. I got it, but I ain't like her anyway because she keep up so much mess in the church. Okay, then, we're going to come down in there, and y'all going to let him lay in the casket?
Yeah, you can put him in there.
Well, thank you. What's your name, sugar?
Ida.
Okay, Ida.
All right.
Bye-bye.
I'm going over the fence, and I'm not coming back till I find a dead body.
Turn it back on.
Why, thank you.
Sorry, I totally forgot about
that. Yeah, you sound much louder with the mic on.
Do I?
Yeah.
It's surprising how powerful these little... Oh.
I think that might be our guest.
Might be our guest.
Our first field reporter from Indiana.
I'm in Maine. I thought I was in Indiana. My goodness. I'm on vacation.
Yes.
You're on vacation in Maine and didn't even know it.
Excellent.
I did not know it.
Take the call.
Maine's got lots of ghosts.
Yeah, they do.
Apparently they do. What's happening, though? What's new with the Indiana Ghost Trackers?
Well, there's not a lot going on here. The Terre Haute chapter's been doing tours and stuff like that, as you can imagine, to raise profit for the group.
Uh-huh.
In Billy Creek Village and out in the Covered Bridge country, because, you know, Indiana is the Covered Bridge country of the universe.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And, yeah, we've tried to raise money out that way, and we haven't had much luck.
Even
we're still out there. And
even now, even during Ghost Month?
Yeah, even during Ghost Month. I just did a talk at the library yesterday. I ran into a guy that told me he could make us make tabs look like they were on food stamps.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and apparently he gets all these gear and stuff, and he rebuilds it. So we're going to find out. And if he does, I'm going to be pimping him on the show real soon. But
awesome.
We'll have to talk to him first and check him out.
You think he could get gear, like, you know, whatever, some kind of gear, repair it or refurbish it or whatever, and then sell it. Is that his idea?
That's what he does. He has a shop here in Danville, Indiana, and he said he's willing to sell to me, to any of my friends, work out deals, buy, sell, trade. He has thermal imaging cameras. He has everything Caps has 10 times over.
And this is all stuff that just doesn't work, that he makes it work.
There's a ready-made market for that. I mean, people would buy it. I know I'd buy one.
Well, there's a refurbished
market. Right, well, I got the guy's card. He came to my talk I did at the library yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, hey, man, my wife told me to come out here and talk to you guys. He said, I got this stuff. I don't know if you're interested, but here's my card. So, you know, I'm going to check him out. And if he's legitimate, man, I'm going to get him out to everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's similar to the stuff we were doing with the ITC stuff that we were working on still. You know, when we started getting into ITC, we talked to, oh my God, my brain stopped now. Mark Macy. From worldITC.org. He said, you know, there's people just trying all kinds of stuff, which is junk stuff. Just trying to produce sound, something like that. So, like, a week later, Doug and myself find ourselves at the flea market, where I'm haggling with a 1-tooth guy at the radio stand, trying to get $2 off a friggin' beat up old radio, which I did, by the way. And we managed, these were things that worked already, but they were junk stuff. People don't want it. And we have a whole box of, like, broken radios.
We got to dig that stuff out. You know, the veil between the worlds is going to be the thinnest, according to ancient Celtic mythology.
Yeah.
In, like, a week and a half or 2 weeks. So, next weekend. Time flies.
You know, I do got to say one thing, guys.
Yeah.
Let's bring it.
I want to take a moment of silence, have a moment of silence for Taps. This last past Wednesday, they found evidence of the paranormal. I don't know. I'm sure everybody's been talking about it.
Sounds like you have the exorcist behind you at your house. What's going on over there?
I do. I keep her around just in case. You know. But Taps, kudos to those guys, man. I mean, they blew my socks off with the thermal imaging, and they picked up evidence of the apparition. And that is the holy grail for ghost hunters. I say kudos to them, man.
I didn't see the episode. What happened, Sean? What?
Well, they were in a late 1800s morgue, and they were down in the basement, and they were scanning the room, and there was Jason Hall and Grant, and they were just down there, and they're scanning the room, and then they find a little soldier guy in the corner, and he's just staring down at him with a hat on. They pan back, and he's not there no more.
And this was on a thermal imaging scanner, you said?
This was on thermal imaging, and the apparition actually showed up cold, and it was kind of overlapping the locker, and the locker number was two, and the two was burning hot, red hot,
really?
Where the apparition was. So I don't know what's up with that, but I just want to say kudos to them. I know that the paranormal communities out there, a lot of them are picking them apart and everything else, but I say, hey, baby, red carpet time.
So we're done.
We're done. Well, after we're done with you, Sean, we quit.
Yeah, we're done.
We're done.
That's it.
We give up.
That's all right.
You want a moment of silence? We'll give you 2 hours of silence.
No,
but I just think, I think that they're doing a hell of a job, and they've had so much success, man, and they got so lucky. That could have been any of us got the call from the Sci-Fi Channel. So I just want to give them some kudos.
Well, we totally give them kudos here. We do.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because I think above anything.
Well, I know you guys do all the time.
Yeah, apparitions or not, you know, they have done a phenomenal job, we think, of promoting our art.
Our hobby.
That's called our hobby, our art. They've done, there's people coming out of the woodwork now want to know more about this stuff.
Right.
And it's a pleasure for us to actually, you know, give them other additional pointers besides what Sci-Fi wants those guys to say. That's the only thing I think we're kind of like, oh, you know, Sci-Fi, who knows what, you know, how do you trust them? That's my only thing I'm going to say about it right there. It's just that.
Well, the one thing that I, and there's only one thing that I think is negative, and that's that they repeat over and over and over again that no other ghost hunting group could you know, has as much equipment or could cover this place, and there's nobody but them who could
do an
investigation justice. And I know a lot of people who can do an investigation justice.
Oh, yeah.
You're right, Dougie. And I think with a lot of fame comes a lot of big heads sometimes.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes people need to be smacked in the head and brought back down to reality levels. But, hey, you know what? They're in the limelight now, so let them roll with it. Because sooner or later, they'll be dumped off to the side of the road like I was with proof positive. I mean, but, you know, you get up to the top, and then all of a sudden you're back down at the in the gutter, man.
Yeah.
And you just keep on doing what you're doing. And that's what I like about Ghostly Talk Radio. You guys are like me. You're out there in the field, and you're doing this work without the benefit of having your own show every week.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Well, we have our own show.
We have our own show, but, you know, it isn't on Sci-Fi.
It's just not on Sci-Fi.
Oh, that's right. You guys suck. You know? I don't have my own show, but almost. I've been on a lot here lately.
Yeah, you have, man.
Speaking of your own show.
Yes.
I got some equipment in this past week, and I've been working really hard on Paranormal Minds.
Oh, I can't wait, guys. For all your listeners out there, Paranormal Minds is going to be the number one tough-hitting, smash-mouth paranormal radio where we dare to ask the tough questions.
That's it. That's what we're going to do. We're going to hash it out.
You guys are going to be bumping heads.
We're going to hash it out.
That's one thing that's going to definitely happen, too, I think. You know, and the one thing that we're going to have to keep in mind, I think, when we go into this thing is, I'm sure there's going to be a little bit of head bumping going on.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a few different opinions. There's going to be a few debates here and there. I hope and I know with the crew we're assembling for this, the family we're assembling for this, like we're a gang or something, you know.
Right.
We're going to sell more cocaine than anybody.
I mean, we're going to the other. That's going to be Project 9.
That's Project 9, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the goal. No, as far as the paranormal minds that we're assembling for this, I mean, it's nothing but top-notch people, we think. We think it's the best and brightest out there, including yourself, Sean, that we can bring to the table and just, like, really get critical about these things.
Could you tell Sci-Fi Channel that before I could get back on TV?
Sure. Let me call him right now. Hang on. Let me get the phone. Hi, Sci-Fi. This is Scott L. from Ghostly Talk. Scott L. from Ghostly Talk.
Who?
Scott L. from Ghostly Talk. You know me, don't you? Like, hello, hello. That's basically
give Sean a $50,000 or $50 million TV deal, will you? I want a band and I want thermal imaging.
That's a lot of beer and hookers. I mean equipment right there.
Well, those are supposed to be there automatically, yeah.
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, that's one thing people neglect about the paranormal community right there.
I know.
We need more drugs.
Beer hookers or what?
We need more, like...
We need
involvement
more
with the law.
Yeah, we don't
we get, like, you know, dragged... Like hip-hop.
Well, yeah. This little brush with the law in the cemetery stuff's got to go. I'm tired of it. We need to get bigger. We need to think...
I want to be like Britney Spears of the paranormal community.
Well, there you go. All you need is a short dress.
Well, you need You need a boob job and a kid.
Yeah. All right.
And then you'd be set to go. I mean, Sean, I think you'd look great with a set of, you know, just big, juicy
knockers.
I shouldn't go with this, should I?
No, this is really, really putting a bad image.
Yeah, this is really
in
bad.
My head.
As far as Sean's concerned.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Curly wig or straight?
This is true open-mindedness right here, though. Listen to Sean. Listen to him. I mean, this is wonderful. But yeah, Paranormal Minds, you're going to be one of the people who are going to be working with us on this. It's going to be very...
That is going to be awesome. I cannot wait till that show starts.
Mm-hmm.
Doug has been telling me about it for a long time and kind of nervous about it, but I think I'll do okay. I really do. So,
well, this is going to be nothing Doug's more. There. This is going to be nothing more than a conference call.
Yeah,
that's all it's going to be.
It's a conference call. And we're going to battle it out. It's going to be structured.
We're making it out like we're like Viking warriors lining up with their swords.
And ta-da!
Yeah. I'm right.
Yeah,
no, you're right.
I'm the old ghost hunter in the field, man. I'm out there with the bloody knuckles crawling through the trenches trying to find the truth. And here I'm going to be matched up with some big dogs. Right, Doug?
Mm-hmm. Hey, there's going to be... We have a kind of a commitment, I think, from Tim Yancey.
Yeah.
Oh, Tim Yancey.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Lone Feather.
Lone Feather. I mean,
trumpets, please.
I don't have all that stuff loaded up.
Tim's been a great friend of the show for years. As a matter of fact, Tim's responsible for getting us in contact with Sid Haig.
Yeah.
He Tim's was awesome.
And also...
I'm sorry, go ahead, Sean.
George Lott.
Yeah, George Lott.
I can't say you guys enough how thankful I am that you guys brought me out of the field. Just a regular field reporter type guy, and said, "Hey man, we're going to make a show, and we want you on it.
We're going to make you a star, baby."
Yeah,
I
right.
I want to be a bright, burning star.
Right. This is just simply another Ghostly Talk project.
But that's the big difference, though, between the two is, you know, Ghostly Talk, obviously, is a show where we bring people on. They talk about their evidence. They present it to us, and we present it to the rest of the world through them. And we don't really... We try to stay as opinionless as possible about a few things. Unfortunately, sometimes we do have an opinion. We have to voice it. But this has more always been a presentation show. Here's what we have to show you this week. Here's what we have to show you this week. Paranormal Minds is actually going to sit down and get to the meat of this stuff now. We're going to start really getting in there going, okay, wait a minute. Tell me about that. I want to understand this more. Make your point.
It's also your opinions. Yeah.
And diagnosed as well as I do. I've done many radio shows, and I've been on a couple of shows where I've spoke to some very famous or very well-known people that claim to be...
God?
They claim to be God in the world of paranormal research, and they claim to be... they claim to know how to classify apparitions and how to classify ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want the proof. Where's the meat behind that? Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not calling out John Zaffis or Ed and Lorraine Warren because, hey, I grew up reading their books.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's great stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But they never tried to shove that down people's throats.
No.
They always say, hey, this is how I feel, and you know what? You can either take it or you can leave it. That's your own thing. But I'm out there looking for these ghost hunters, especially that like to go into these homes and say, you know what, Satan's in your kitchen smoking cigarettes. Because I just want to know where's the scientific proof to back that up, because I'm not finding, I barely find enough scientific proof to prove sometimes that there's a haunting in a home.
Yeah, exactly. The time has come for this now, too. I mean, I think a lot of people out there, including myself now, and I've said this before, I'll say it again, I can honestly say, I can't say that ghosts exist. I can't say that apparitions exist. I can say definitely for sure that there is something going on beyond our physical explanations, let's just say.
Absolutely.
I can honestly say that. Now, what's the next phase of something like that as far as a thought process goes? The next phase is going to be, okay, now we need to figure out how and why the things happen the way they do and when they do. That's the big thing, and I'm really hoping that Paranormal Minds is going to be an outlet for that, to really start getting some ideas together. For example, ideas like Mark Macy's roadmap, Spirit World's roadmap. I mean, it's just an amazing write-up. This gentleman sat down and said, "This is what I've been told. This is what my spirit guides." And people I've contacted told me how this works. You go from this level to this level to this level, and according to these levels, you have to evolve. You have to grow spiritually. You have to do this. And there's only certain people who can get to this certain level because, you know, blah, blah, blah. There's all these things to explain. And I'm hoping we can start to really get into the meat of stuff like that and start finding out why and how and when. So someday, maybe.
Or at least start asking the questions publicly.
Yeah. Someday, maybe things like this can be reproduced in a lab setting. That's what always has been the problem here. That's why it's a pseudoscience. That's why it's a fringe science, because it can never be repeated. We can just go to a place, like you just said, Sean, and go, I don't even know if there's really a haunting here. I can't back this up with hard scientific evidence.
Right. Well, you know, it's like with taps, all due respect, because I love taps, but they're very afraid to say if a place is haunted or not, and I understand that 100%, because they got millions of people out there that are going to scrutinize every little damn thing they do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, first of all, we need to tell those paranormal investigators that you need to back off, okay? Until you're on TV and on an investigation, and until you're there, back off. But secondly, we need to come out of the shadows, and we need to say, hey, you know what? You got some stuff here that's just jiving at your house. You got some mojo that's bad here at your house. It's good, but you got some energy that's happening here, and we don't know how to explain it, but we're trying to explain it.
Yeah.
And to all these TV crews and Betty from Channel 29 or whatever, that, hey, you know what? You can stick it in your ass because ghosts are real. And they're here, and they've been here. And I'm so sick of all these skeptics and shit, because I spend all this time in these places, and people always say, oh, man, do you really believe in that stuff? Yeah, you believe in it. After you get shit thrown at you for so many times, you tend to say, okay, you got my attention.
Yeah. And, so, but, you know, Sean, don't you think you do still need a healthy dose of skepticism in any situation, I think, to keep
100%, I'm the biggest skeptic you ever meet, Scott. You know that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's. I mean, I love to have skeptics there, as long as they're not condescending to me and they try to, you know, as we've been through that where it's like, oh, you actually believe in this stuff? Geez, you know.
I just hate people who look down on all your findings. You go out, they ask you to find something, you find something, they go, well, that could have been brought up by anything.
Well, yeah.
You know, what makes the skeptics on top of Mount High where they don't even have to evaluate the evidence found? They can just say, well, that could have been caused by the sun that was aligned with Venus at the time that the wind was shifting to the northwest. I mean, who makes them the, you know what I'm saying?
Well, it goes both
you can ways. You can go to any college out here and get a degree. You're not going to get a degree in ghost hunting.
No.
You're not going to get a degree in demonology because they don't offer them. So there's nobody that's an expert. So we got a bunch of people running around out there trying to find evidence, just like me and you, Scott and Doug, and we're doing the best we can.
Did you happen to know that right now, the Catholic Church, I mean now, as we speak, well, I don't know if it's happening as we speak, but I know that the classes are running, the Catholic Church is training a new batch of exorcists.
I think it's awesome. I think I'm going to the Catholic Church tomorrow. I'm going to ask them if they will train me.
Well, they won't train you.
Yeah,
they won't train you. It's
what's going to happen is you're going to go. They're going to go. Are you Catholic? And you're going to go no. And they're going to go what? You're not Catholic. And then they're going to take their guards and throw you out the door.
No, they're training.
I'm a ghost hunter, though.
They're training younger. Well, younger in the Catholic priesthood is like probably 90. Anywhere from 60 to 90.
Well, didn't you tell me that story after I went to see the Exorcism of Emily Rose?
Yeah, and they're doing it now. I read a report from it's. I imagine you could still go to news.google.com and do a search on exorcism.
Yeah.
And find the news story. And they did a report after the classes had started of, you know, they had interviewed the instructor guy, the instructor priest guy, and folks who were involved in it.
Yeah.
And they said, yeah, this is necessary. The devil is, like, everywhere now, and we got to get him under control. So we're training all these exorcists.
The demon-haunted world, huh?
That's what it is now.
Carl Sagan, very nice.
Carl Sagan, there you go.
Nice call.
But you know what the thing is, son, be quiet, will you? It's just that there's so many skeptics out there, and there's not enough ghost hunters. And you guys know as well as I do, I've been doing this for too long now. I believe in ghosts. I know they're out there. The thing that really gets me is you're always right around the corner from finding that big piece of evidence. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So it keeps you going and going and going. And I just, how does TAPS get the money? Where is all this equipment coming from? I want to know. I know they've been going since the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to know where they're getting that money.
Well,
because I can't find enough cash to put into it.
According to the first season, you couldn't so much as misplace a cord. You know, a $2.98 cord without upsetting the budget.
Mm.
Right.
You know, now you've got a fleet of SUVs and vans retrofitted into mobile lab units with DVR racks and
I'm putting out a call right now. If Chevrolet will sponsor Ghostly Talk, we will make sure that we tell everyone we use Chevrolet. The symbol of freedom, or whatever the hell it is. Four SUVs. I mean, my goodness, guys.
Can we use compact cars, man?
Yeah, I want. Unless also Amoco will.
We can line up. Let's line up all the large conglomerates.
Yes, that's what we need. And
with Ghostly
and the Pepsi bottling company.
Oh yeah.
God, hell wants like a ghost vet.
Hey, if it's got a four-cylinder engine, he's in it.
Now you're speaking.
Yeah.
If it's got a four-cylinder engine, I don't care.
If greater than 22 miles to the gallon, he wants it.
I'll take it.
When's our next road trip, guys? Where are we going?
I thought we were coming down to Indiana, not next weekend, but the weekend after.
You guys got to come to the banquet or whatever. I'm talking about a ghost outing. Where are we going? It's your turn this time.
Oh, really?
Are you coming up here?
Yeah, well, yeah, I am. I'm coming. Right. I don't care. I'm packing my stuff and I'm up.
I thought
we were going to get out of the town for a while, go to some big famous place like we did the Sally House. And, Haunted Towns was on the other night.
Oh.
And they was talking.
I know. I heard that it was on. Somebody called me.
They were talking about the Sally House, where we happened to sleep for three nights.
That was the one that you and I saw.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember. With that woman, man.
Oh, the
man
chick
woman.
With the Ace of Spades tattooed on her forearm?
Beast thing, yeah.
She's a beast, dude.
She is.
Huge.
Which one? Is that that big gal with the black hat?
And the white hair or whatever.
Yeah, white hair.
And
oh, my God.
The Ace
of
Spades.
Like she would eat your children.
She goes. She steps into the foyer of the Sally House and says, oh, it's here, and she like gets all upset and everything, and her husband, meanwhile, is pointing the EMF detector at the TV going, there's something going on. Well, the TV's on.
Well,
yeah. Of course it's
on.
Yeah,
you moron.
Yeah, I'm picking up as the world turns.
His world turns on EMF record. EMF.
You know, I always play that EVP we get out there. I was white. I always play that one, man, when I do my talks and stuff, and it just amazes people.
That is an amazing piece of audio.
It's a beautiful piece of audio. I love it. I wish you guys would play the little girl from Edna Collins Bridge again. I've been dying to hear that.
We play it all the time.
We play that constantly.
We'll play it again next show. We'll play it again next week when we have Grimstone on.
Oh, good idea.
You'll play it now.
No, we're not, because you know what? Much as we love you and much as we love IGT, you're cutting into Marcus Leaders this time.
Yeah, so get off the damn phone.
Well, you know, Marcus Leaders far beyond my expertise, so I'm going to have to run off.
No, he's our next guest.
Yeah, yeah.
So we've
and
got.
He is a special guest, guys.
And
thank
he
you so much for having me back on.
Sean, it's always a pleasure to have you on, Sean. We'll do it a million more times for sure.
I hope so.
Tell everybody we said hi. And tell your family we send our love, too.
I will, absolutely.
And I plan on contacting you soon about Paranormal Minds, the next Ghostly Talk project.
I'm ready. I'm burning. I got it going. I got so many questions and so much time to ask them.
Well, that's it.
We only
ask for an hour of your time every week.
So many people to offend. I just don't know where
to go. I've been saying that for years.
Yeah,
man.
Thank you, Sean.
Sean, take care of yourself, brother. We'll see you soon.
Happy Ghost.
Hey, guys. Love you guys. Bye-bye.
Bye, man. We'll see you. Always a pleasure to have Sean on the show.
Definitely.
Always has something great to say. In the meantime, though, I'm losing my voice as we speak, so let's take another quick break and get Marcus on the phone.
Ghost Short 1.
Okay, try that one, see what happens.
What if I should play the first one? Oh, that's the same one. All right, I'll play this one and we'll see what happens.
Okay.
All right. Oh, that's working.
That's kind of cool.
All right.
Hold that for a minute.
We'll go with that.